Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the love of God in your life. God wants to get the fruit of love in you. We've talked about the different types of love. There are four types of love in the Greek words. And the first one is agape, which is the God kind of love, which is what we're talking about. That's the highest form of love, which means a love that comes from realizing and understanding the valuableness, the preciousness, and the worth of an individual. The second type is philia, which is a friendship love. This is based on someone giving you pleasure and how you feel about them. Remember, agape love has nothing to do with how you feel. You may not feel love toward a person because they're not such as a friend as such, but you still, as far as the agape love goes, you love a person regardless of whether you feel like loving them or not. Philia is a friendship love. Storge is a third type, which is cherishing one's own kindred, which is an affection or a love for children or for family. And the fourth kind, eros, is a sexual attractiveness. The God kind of love is the agape love. And praise God, we have been born again. We have a brand new spirit, and you have a spirit of love, and you need to develop that through the Word of God operating in you. Remember, we've been commanded to love. It is not some suggestion. It is an order from God, and you are to receive that command and make it the rule and authority in your life. Praise God. It is so important that we put on love, which is the bond of perfectness, as the Bible says. And as we saw how Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus and Philippi and at Thessalonica, he prayed that they would be rooted and grounded in love, that they would know the love of Christ so they could be filled with all the fullness of God, and that their love would abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. That's what God has for you. He wants you to increase and abound, to overflow in love one toward another and toward all men. You know, it's so important that you have yourself established in the love of God. The Bible says in chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, here in verse 1 through verse 3, it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity or love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith that I could remove mountains and have not charity or love, I am nothing. And he says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity or love, it profits me nothing. We are nothing. It profits us nothing if we do not have the love of God established in us. And remember that we walk in love towards all. We love our enemies. We bless those that curse us. We do good to those that hate us. And we pray for those that despitefully use us or persecute us. If we're walking in love, we're going to be a giver. We're going to be doing it with sincerity of heart. We'll not be accomplishing any injury or hurt to others. We'll be serving one another. And we'll be holding one another up. We'll be speaking the truth in love. We'll be comforting and showing tenderness when we minister to people. We'll be showing forth our love by our action and by our labor. Our labor is motivated by love in everything that we do. We do it out of a pure heart with a good conscience and faith unfeigned with no respect of persons. When you walk in the love of God, you'll be long-suffering. You'll be looking for ways of being constructive. You won't be full of envy or jealousy. You won't be boasting or a braggart. You won't be thinking about me, me, me all the time and talking about I. You won't be puffed up or inflated with pride. You won't be being rude or unmannerly or improper in your speech or conduct. You won't be seeking your own or insisting on your own way. That is a person that is going contrary to the way of love. You'll not easily be provoked. You won't even be moved by when people do things. You won't be irritable or resentful. You won't be thinking evil. You won't be rejoicing when bad things happen to people. You'll be rejoicing in the truth when it prevails. You'll be covering over things. You won't be a gossiper. You'll be believing the best of every person, hoping all things, enduring all things, knowing the fact that love never fails, and your love will be unconditional, uncompromising, without reservation, with no limitations, because you walk in love towards every single person. Now, we talked about in the last broadcast how to develop love. The way you're going to develop love is, number one, you got to make a decision to receive God's command to love. Receive it as a command, otherwise you'll never walk in it. to make a quality decision to walk in love. It is walking step by step. We walk in love step by step. You can't do it if you aren't going to make a quality decision. If you just say, well, I'll try my best, that never gets it. Triers always fail because the devil will find your limit. And he will come at you with all kinds of means to try to get you off of it. If you're just going to try the word, it never works. You've got to be a doer of the word. You've got to make a quality decision at the point of your will, according to the word of God. I'm going to do what the Bible says. You need to have faith in God's love. It will work in you. It will work through you. It will work in the lives of others. You need to love yourself. Value yourself as well as valuing others. You need the word in you on love, and keep that word dwelling in the midst of your heart. Daily confess the love of God. Daily confess what the scriptures say, and put a personalized scripture confession, a daily confession of you acting as the love of God. And then, of course, begin to act in line with the love of God. Stop talking about people negatively. Turn your ears off to those that want to speak a bunch of negative things. And keep yourself in love as you do the word. The Bible also says you can keep yourself in love as you pray, and the Holy Spirit will keep you built up in the things of the Lord. Pray in tongues. It'll build you up and keep you filled with the Spirit of God. When the Holy Spirit's filled in your life, you are not going to be going contrary to the way of love. And remember that this love is going to be perfected as you do what the Word says. Remember that love is not just something that we just have an attitude towards. The Bible says in 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. It's going to be shown by action. Very important. Remember that we're going to develop this love. The Bible says that if we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us. As you walk in love, you will develop the love of God in your life. Now we're going to continue today and talk about living by love. You've got to make the decision, I'm going to live by love in everything that I do. John 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you're going to live by the love of God, you've got to make a decision, I'm keeping the commandments of God. I'm doing what the Word says. Secondly, the Bible says in John 15, 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. You got to make a decision. I'm going to continue in the love of God. I'm going to abide in the love of God. It doesn't matter what people do to me, what they say. It doesn't matter how situations go. I'm going to continue in the love of God regardless. In fact, when you start walking in love, the devil will try to bring people against you. He'll try to stir everything up against you to get you out of the love of God. He'll try to get you to react in anger, get you bitter, upset. He'll try to push your button, whatever your problem is, to try to get you to react contrary to love. Make that decision. I will continue in love at all times. Sometimes the devil try to bring people that'll be as sandpaper against you. But that's an opportunity for you to overcome and walk in the love of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7 says that we're to abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and all diligence, and in your love to us. We are to abound in love. That means we should be excelling and abounding and really developing the love of God in our life. In fact, it's important. He talks about proving the sincerity of your love. In 2 Corinthians 8:8, God wants to prove the sincerity of your love, that your love is true. Your love is genuine. It is not just loving when it's convenient for you. We don't love people out of convenience. We love people at all times. And it's going to be proved in your life, even in the midst of trials and temptations that would try to get you out of the love of God. Don't let anything turn you away from the love of God. In fact, when you preach Christ to people, you preach Christ out of love, Philippians 1. And over in 1 Thessalonians 5, the Bible says that we're to esteem those over us in love. If you're living by love, those that are over you in the Lord, those that are a pastor, those that are elders, those that are ministers of the gospel, esteem those over you in love. It is essential that you learn to do these things. You cannot allow yourself to go apart from the love of God. Esteem them highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves, the Bible says. Over in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11, another principle for living by love is following after love, or pursuing and striving after love in every situation. It says there that we're supposed to flee the things that are not of God and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Follow these things. The Bible talks about us following the love of God and following the ways of the Lord out of a pure heart. Over in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, here's another scripture about living by love. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you've showed toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. When you minister to people, you are actually fulfilling the labor of love, and you are showing this towards His name, that you've ministered to the saints and do continue to minister. God's not unrighteous. He doesn't forget your work and labor of love. He understands that love is a work and a labor, and He wants you to continue in it. He wants you to be a person of love, and He doesn't forget it. Remember, God is going to take notice of it, and He's going to bless you. You must live by love and always reach out to minister to the saints and continue. Don't say, well, I ministered in the past and I'm not doing it anymore. No, God wants you to be having the work and the labor of love daily operative in your life. Over in 1 Peter chapter 4, here's another principle of living by love, where it says in verse 8, above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. Fervent charity. Fervent is a word which means stretched out and strained. Otherwise, you are really reaching out with love. Otherwise, it's not just a convenience. I'll love you when it's convenient for me. You're stretching yourselves out. You are reaching out to, like, you're straining yourself, drawing yourselves out, extending yourself. It's showing forth some real strong effort coming out of you. The real love of God is going to stretch out to the fullest extent. It's going to reach out with labor and hard work. It's going to reach out and draw itself out in order to minister to the needs of people. Praise God. Hebrews 10:24 says, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Here's another principle. If we're living by love, we're not only going to show it in our life, but we're going to be provoking others unto love and to good works. God wants us all to be developed in the love of God. Another principle, 1 Peter 2:17, talks about loving the brotherhood. God wants you to love the brotherhood. Love every single person. We love all those people everywhere, but we especially show love to the brotherhood. You need to live by love. Make the decision you're going to live by love and start doing what the Word says and watch God develop the love of God in you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.